The Ritchie Mansion east of Neosho in Ritchie, Missouri, stands tall some 168 years after it was built. The two-story brick house is in a bucolic setting not far from Newtonia, surrounded by fields and mostly sleepy roads. But the area hasn't always been peaceful. During the Civil War, the house, built by Matthew E. Ritchie, served as a hospital for casualties of two Civil War battles that raged nearby. And both Unions and Confederates used the house as their headquarters at different times during the conflict. Ritchie, a farmer, miller, merchant, and politician, was a slave owner who sympathized with the Union. He and his slaves built the Ritchie Mansion around 1850. Jim Ridenour, the home's caretaker, answered the door and was happy to talk about the home's history. He says in 1832, Ritchie and his mother came in a wagon to an area that had few settlers.
They got here late in the fall, so they kind of had to survive the winter. And then just by perseverance, he started working. He's had some businesses, he failed some businesses, but he finally got wealthy enough here to, not only did he was involved in the founding of the town of Ritchie up the road, but of course he founded Newtonia.
Ritchie married in 1835. He and his family lived in the house until sometime in the 1880s and were witness to the battles that took place just outside their windows. The first was on September 30, 1862, and had Native Americans fighting on both sides. There were Choctaw, Cherokee, and Chickasaw soldiers on the southern side, and Cherokee soldiers fighting for the north as well. Connie Langham is a historian at Wilson's Creek National Battlefield.
Towards the end of the battle, as the Union is retreating, you have Native Americans fighting each other in hand-to-hand combat. That's very rare, even more rare, outside of Indian territory.
Confederate troops under the command of Colonel Douglas Cooper arrived in the Newtonia area September 27th. 2 days later, Union scouts approached the town but were chased away. Reinforcements arrived and fighting began the morning of September 30th. The battle was a Confederate victory, with Union forces being forced to retreat. The second battle near the Ritchie House was fought on October 28, 1864, and was the last major battle of the Civil War west of the Mississippi. It occurred as Confederate Major General Sterling Price's Army of Missouri was in retreat after defeats at Westport near Kansas City and at Mine Creek in Kansas. The Army had stopped to rest near the Ritchie House. Five brigades in the pursuing cavalry division of Brigadier General James Blunt's Union force arrived, caught the Confederates by surprise, and attacked their supply chain. According to the American Battlefield Trust, Confederate Brigadier General Joe Shelby's mounted infantry soon arrived from the rear of Price's column, dismounted, and engaged the Yankees. Shelby's men forced the Union cavalry onto a cornfield on Ritchie's plantation, where they held out until reinforcements arrived. The Confederates were forced to retreat around nightfall. Langham says Newtonia and the surrounding area were attractive to both the Union and the Confederacy for two reasons.
It's located close to Granby. Granby has lead mines. Bullets are made out of lead. That's why Granby is significant. Newtonia also has a mill, so to make flour for bread.
Ridenour says a stone barn that used to sit north of the Ritchie Mansion was also a reason the battles were fought there. The barn was made from limestone from a nearby quarry, and there were stone fences surrounding it.
It just made a perfect defensive position and a safe position. So the troops would go and probably sleep in there and around that area. So it was just a perfect place for them to come.
Today, the house is preserved by the Newtonia Battlefield Protection Association, which purchased it in 2001. Ridenour gives tours of the house and surrounding property, including the Ritchie Cemetery and an adjacent slave cemetery, when requested. Each room contains a bit of history from when the house witnessed fighting during the Civil War. A climb up wooden stairs leads to a large room that was thought to be used as an operating room during the battles. A bed, dresser, and nightstand in the room were owned by Matthew Ritchie and were donated to the Battlefield Protection Association by a Ritchie family member. Ridenour says as soon as he moved into the house, he felt at home.
I love history so much that I just know I'm in here surrounded by it. This has got more stories than probably anybody could ever tell.
According to Langham, because of the Civil War battles that were fought there, a little town in southwest Missouri became highly significant in 1862 and 1864. For KSMU's Sense of Place series, I'm Michelle Skaliski.